ABC Radio Australia.
An attempt to get stuck up on fresh water has turned into a nightmare for a group of international sailors who've now been stranded in Solomon Islands for more than a month, unable to leave. Three sailors on board two yachts were travelling from Fiji to the Philippines when they decided to stop at Honiara for repairs and fill their water tank. But they were arrested and charged with breaching the country's COVID-19 restrictions, thrown into jail for a couple nights and ordered not to leave the country. Liam Fox reports.
Asked to sum up what the last month has been like, British sailor Mike G is momentarily lost for words.
That's a really difficult one to answer. Marie was nearly suicidal at one stage, extremely depressed. But I feel like I asked legitimately for help, and their answer was to put in jail as criminals.
Marie is his partner, Marie Eustacio. Late last year, they'd been sailing their yacht, Roki, from Fiji to Miss Eustacio's home country, Philippines. Joining them for the trip was Norwegian Willie Martinussen on his own yacht. But around the start of December, Mr. G says trouble struck.
My engine suddenly started overheating, and I couldn't really figure out why it was overheating to start with. It overheated and then locked up.
He managed to fix the engine but could not reattach the high-pressure pump that produces fresh water. Their water tank was running low, so they decided to dock at Honiara and stock up. Mr. G says they tried to notify local authorities they were on the way.
So I've been calling them for 4 or 5 days, you know, before we got there. I'd called them on Channel 16 repeatedly, as did Willie on his boat as well. And we didn't get any reply, you know, none at all. And also my friend in Fiji was sending them emails to the government and he didn't get any reply either.
In Honiara Harbour, officials tested the trio for COVID-19 and told them not to leave their boats. That's where they stayed for several weeks, unable to leave. Just before Christmas, Mr. G says they were told to come ashore for an interview at a police station.
Not quite. We got ashore and instantly said, you know, you're under arrest. Having done that, we then said, okay, we're going to take you to the holding station. And I said, is that a prison? I said, no. Oh, yes, it was.
They spent 2 nights in detention in what Mr. G describes as squalid conditions. On Christmas Day, they got in touch with a lawyer and were released on bail. Mr. G says they've appeared in court a number of times since, charged with entering the country in lockdown.
We have to agree, but the thing was it was under humanitarian considerations. We couldn't do anything else. We'd done our best to contact the authorities.
The ABC has approached several government agencies for comment on the case. The Solomon Islands Maritime Authority said it was not involved. Police referred inquiries to the Prime Minister's office. An official there said Dr. Jimmy Rogers, chairman of the COVID-19 Oversight Committee, was the right person to talk to. Dr. Rogers has not responded to requests for comment. As for the trio of yachties, they're due back in court next week. Mr. G is hoping that will be the end of their ordeal and they can finally continue on their journey.
You know, it's been very, very upsetting for all of us, I think. And it's completely, completely unnecessary.
British sailor Mike G ending that report from Liam Fox.